I had intended to be extremely brief. I will still try to be brief. It's Tuesday of the last week. We have, counting this one, 8 more sessions, one of which will be devoted to the adoption of the report. So 7, not counting this one, 6. Time is ticking. If we are going to get things done, we are going to have to be more effective and more efficient and more flexible than we have been. My delegation, therefore, does not intend to continue advancing proposals that we put forward that where there were clear indications that they were non-consensual and were not included in the text from the chair of the Committee of the Whole. And I'm a little concerned that we appear to be heading in a direction that will be extremely problematic if we are to actually make any headway on achieving an article-by-article review. Very briefly, we can work on the basis of the text in front of us. The proposals to reintroduce text from elsewhere, I think, are from earlier proposals. In general, we do not support. With respect to paragraphs Roman 2 and Roman 3 of the text, we cannot accept the amendments as proposed and request a return to the formulation used in past review conferences. Finally, we think that the very last sentence of the language on COVID could probably be improved, perhaps simply by putting a full stop after response and assistance. The new raises a question as to which biological incidents are new versus other. The regardless of whether the origins are natural, accidental, or intentional, I think starts to blur the line about our role relative to that of other organizations. We do have a role, but the role is not quite the same in some of those areas. And with those very minor comments in terms of the text in front of us, we would be pleased to proceed. Thank you.